Mike Moore has contributed a great deal to the Ascension St. John Jane Phillips ministry during his nearly 37-year tenure, beginning as a junior accountant and working his way up to chief financial officer and then president for the past 10 years. While at Jane Phillips, Moore has been a part of many changes, from joining the St. John Health System in 1995 to its becoming a part of Ascension in 2013. While serving as CFO and president, many service lines were added, including cardiology, diabetes center, imaging and sleep center, and wound care center.
Of course, building all these buildings around the hospital, but you know, the cardiology building was the last building that we built that took up the last piece of space. And I think Dr. Murley and his team have you know, all grown up through there, and it's been awesome to see that. And you know, it's our number one service line, and we appreciate, you know, all the docs that started that. So Dr. DeFair, Dr. Dykstra, Dr. Tinker.
Most important to Moore were the friendships and relationships that have been built over the years and the family atmosphere at Jane Phillips that made him want to come to work every day.
It gives me a place to work where I can pray every day with my associates, and you don't just see that in every place that you can work at, and it's been a great place to work just for that reason. But, you know, all the people I've met and all the relationships that have, you know, come from working here has been a what I'll think of the most when I think about leaving the hospital.
Brianne Swilley joined Jane Phillips on December the 5th to serve as interim president to ensure a smooth transition. Ascension St. John says they will conduct a national search for Moore's replacement. In his retirement, though, Moore says he will take some time to enjoy some of the many toys he has in his garage, like a fishing boat. He also serves on the Board of Education for Tri-County Tech. He says he's not going to take it easy for too long, though.
You know, I think just taking some time off for a little bit and then figuring out where to volunteer. I want to volunteer in our community and still feel like I'm serving the community in some manner. So I'll be looking for ways to do that.
For Bartlesville Radio News, I'm Nathan Thompson.